It's the Top of the Pops from the BBC in London. Well, hello and welcome to this get-together in our London studio with the Tops in Britain today with the Alan Barr, Georgie Fame, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Easy Beats and topping the bill, Herman's Hermits. And my name is Brian Matthew. As you hear some groovy American guests with us today, but to start the show, a British band. So open the box and let out Pandora's golden heebie-jeebies. This is the big, bold sound of the Alan Barr.
I have walked along the paths of dark and light, and I have seen the sunrise, and I've seen the night. I've seen the calm before the storm, and then the fight. And now I see the sparrows as they begin to fly, and all that's left for me to do is cry. I've had my views of happiness and my views of despair. I've seen all of the circles, man, I've learned to compare. I've beat up all the cobwebs, and I've had my last affair. And now I see the sparrows as they begin to fly, and all that's left for me to do is cry. Thinking that I was lost in finding the
from the Alan Barr in due course. And now here's Georgie Fame, the star who recently returned from Rio de Janeiro, where he represented Britain in the Brazilian Song Festival. Were you just a little disappointed at coming fourth, Georgie?
Yeah, well, it wasn't bad out of 32, really. But, I mean, we all had a fabulous time, and we did very well. And apparently the prize is worth quite a lot of money.
So good. But you've decided not to release that number as a disc here.
Well, actually, we decided it's not really a single for England anyway, because it's got a lot of you've got to have the sunshine and all the sort of South American atmosphere to go with it, really. Yeah. Although it's a very good tune. What we're going to do is Phil Coulter and Bill Martin are going to write a couple more things, and I'm going to do a specialised EP.
Oh, smashing!
Including Celebration, yeah, because it's a pretty good song.
Yes, I've heard it. I thought it was very good. Right, now then, your new record is The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
That's right.
But nothing to do with the film.
No, well, I suppose Mitch Murray and Pete Callender, who wrote the thing, they've seen the film, obviously, and I suppose they came away from it thinking we'll write a tune about it.
Yeah.
And the whole sort of Bonnie and Clyde bits had a bit of an impact on the scene lately.
You going in for the suits, the gangster gear?
Not me, no.
Not you. Just the song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Let's hear it.
Children, Bonnie and Clyde, and their evil doing all Wednesday afternoon down Savannah Way. They rob
gusto and hightail out of that town. Got clean away in the stolen car and waited till the heat died down. Bonnie and Clyde advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reach for the sky. Dollars in the jewel bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in the pool of blood and laughed about it all the way home. I got to be public enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, brushing their faces to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. Bonnie and Clyde, they're walking in the sunshine. Half a dozen carbines opened up on them. Bonnie and Clyde lived a lot together, and finally together they die.
As those of you who regularly tune to Top of the Pops already know, we occasionally welcome to our studio swinging guests from the States, as we do right now. With the song that was their first big hit here in Britain, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Now don't make me wait. You're the
me in your arms and love me, a live performance from Gladys Knight and the Pips. Hold tight, baby, because it sounds like we're falling off the edge of the world with the easy beats.
The love that was in your smile when I married you isn't there now. And even the children see that you don't stay respectable now. Falling off the edge of the world, seeing you. Soul in me, and your clothing twisted it round. But I still feel love for you, though my faith has been ground to the ground. Falling off the edge of the world, seeing you with him. Do you know what it's like to feel when nobody wants you? How can I live out this life without you?
Made one of Britain's major exports to the pop world, Herman's Hermits. And a few facts and figures this time, I think, Herman. You've had, I believe, 14 really big records.
In America, we've had 14 top 30 records. Approximately, I think it might be 15 now, including Museum.
Uh-huh. But apart from America, do you take a lot of interest in the success of your records abroad?
Oh, yeah, we follow it. We go all around the world looking for them. We just came back from Argentina and Brazil, where we believed there was a record that got sold there, so we wanted to check on it.
Ask a silly question. Now, how many numbers have you released on LPs and singles altogether, do you think?
I should think about 100. We've got to do 48 songs a year, and we've been going 3. So a quick thing is 144, is it?
Twice two, four. Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Is it 144, I'll have a guess.
Well, it might be 145, because you've just released another record, haven't you? What's this one?
It's called I Can Take All Leave You Loving.
Well, I can see the Hermits are ready to do it with you, so it's up to you.
Here it is, then.
Thank you. change of heart. Baby, baby, don't you believe it when it comes to your loving. I can take it or leave it. Baby, baby, don't you believe it when it comes to your loving. I can take it or leave it. I can take or leave your loving. I can take or leave your loving.
That's the latest from Herman's Hermits, I Can Take or Leave Your Loving. And you can take it from me that this is the number from the latest release by today's show openers, the Alan Bow. Title, Toyland.
Let's go down and blow our minds in Toyland.
Top of the Pops, coming to you from swinging London, world capital of the teen scene. Georgie Fame and his band give us another by John Sebastian of The Lovin' Spoonful, and this one's called Be Spoken.
To know what we're talking about, and I know that we don't have to shout, and I know we can go flipping out of our heads by repeating inversions of what we just said. How can it be? We spoken until every word barrier's broken. Now I know there's no telling when with a glance we could say it again, and we're back where we started. Another word war, and you'll say it like you never said it before. It'll never be we spoken. Broken.
Respoken, restated by Georgie Fame. And gathered around me now, the team from Detroit, Gladys Knight and the Pips. Now, Gladys, there are a lot of groups in show business with family names, but I believe that you are all really related, aren't you?
Yeah, really, really related.
What's the relationship?
Oh, well, my brother.
Yeah.
And two cousins.
Now, you three guys can't go around all your life being known as Pips.
Right.
Who are you? What?
Well, my name is Merrill Knight.
Yeah. My name is Edward Patton.
My name is William Guess.
Now, so often groups get together because they deliberately want to go into show business. A family, it seems to me they would maybe sing for kicks. How did you start? Or did you really aim to be professional entertainers?
Yes, this was our aim, really.
And how long ago was that?
14 years ago. We've been together 14 years.
You've been together now for 14 years. Well, I can't believe it's taken you all that time to get a hit. You must have had hits back home.
Yeah.
How many?
Not very big ones. we had Every Beat of My Heart, which was pretty big.
Yeah.
And Giving Up and Letter for Tears. That was before we went with Motown.
Yeah, and the new one is happening very nicely.
Yeah, number 3 in the States.
You're coming back for a longer stay.
If they'll have us.
What do you mean?
Hope to please everybody so they'll have us back.
All right, well.
Put in a pitch for us.
you put in your own pitch by singing the number now from your latest, and we hope, latest hit in Britain too. The title is...
We hope. I heard it through the grapevine.
So I did. In our show, one great British group pays tribute to another as Herman's Hermits sing the Bee Gees. It's the international hit New York Mining Disaster 1941.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see.
It's just a photograph of someone that I knew.
Sensational songs of 67. Thank you, Herman. And to start this week's finale, it's a revived live spot written by early rock stalwarts Lieber and Stoller. Keep Forgetting, sung by the Easy Beats.
Keep forgetting you don't love me no more. Keep forgetting you don't love me no more. Keep forgetting that you told me that you didn't want me around anymore. Stubborn old fist at the end of my wrist just keeps knocking on your front door. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting you don't love me no more. I keep forgetting that those heartbreaking nights and those heartbreaking things that you say.
Down we go with our all-action finale. Love is a beautiful thing, according to the Alan Bard. I agree, baby, it's gorgeous. So let's make suitably jubilant noises.
What you know about love? I know the love is kind of nice. What you know about life? I know that life could be so nice.
Sound of Georgie Fame. Stuck it to him, Georgie. Oh, that's groovy. What's that, baby? You want to hear a song from Gorgeous Georges? You shall. Don't pop your cork, because you'll get pink champagne. And it drinks on the house.
Pink champagne, that stole my love from me.
In my shoes, out of sight, Gladys Knight.
Walking in my shoes, this hurt inside is too much for me. Just walk in my shoes, you'll see I want the love that used to be. Drown my heartache, go ahead and drive on beside.
myself together anymore. I need a love that we have, baby. Oh, why don't you walk in my shoes,
walk in mine,
and you wear a smile that isn't real. Just walk in my shoes.
Sound of Gladys Knight and the Pips. This is Marcel's, the last one today from Herman's Hermits.
Marcel lives in Wapping, the outside view is stopping. Marcel's got a houseboat on the Thames. His grotesque decorations, eccentric demonstrations. Let's go down to Marcel's on the Thames. La, sesame, it's open. It's an East End wonderland. Marcel, Marcel, can we come around, can we see you right away? Can we come around and set your groovy day? Marcel, Marcel, meet the artist creatures with unfamiliar features. Greeks and Turks with quirks and Levantines. Men with long eyelashes, ladies with mustaches, and Marcel's creaking house, it's on the Thames. Knock, knock, sesame, it's open. It's an East End wonderland. Marcel, Marcel, can we come around, can we see you right away? Can we come around and search you every day?
Winding up the show for us, Herman's Hermits. There you go. This is Brian Matthew bidding you adieu from Top of the Pops. If you were tuned in, hope you had a ball like all these fantastic people in our London studio. And they were the Alan Barr, Georgie Fame, Gladys Knight, and the Pips, the Easy Beats, and of course, Herman's Hermits.